Janelle Anthony, the head field hockey coach at Center College, and you're listening to SEAC Media Days.
You're listening to the 2011 SEAC Field Hockey Media Days. Today I'm joined by Center head field hockey coach Janelle Anthony. And Coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Coach, you're in your first season as the head coach of the Colonels. Just take me through your mindset as preseason has begun to unfold.
Well, basically, some of our key points are, kind of starting from scratch in a way. We already have a pretty talented team, but it's always pretty complicated when you're coming in as a new coach and you have a whole set of girls and they're running a system that's completely different to what they've run before. So kind of starting from the very basics and working our way up is what we're trying to focus on, and those have been the main emphases of our practices. And we've been doing a lot of night scrimmages and really trying to put everything together that we've worked on periodically through the day. Couple that with some lifting and chalk talk sessions. We're just really trying to put all the key components together to try and put that out there on the field when it comes down to game time. So far so good. Everything's been going pretty great. And I'm just really happy with where they're at already.
Coach, you talk about that transition, obviously, with the coaching change, that's a part of it. But you have a group of four seniors. Talk about this group and how much they've been in terms of help with this transition, easing that, and the leadership they bring to this team.
Well, my four seniors are great. They're really helping out with everyone on the team. You kind of got to think of it from a perspective. Seniors that you may have on the team when you've had a coach there already for 4 years kind of are already immersed in what you've been teaching over the course of the past 4 years, so they can actually learn, they can actually teach the younger players what they've learned over the years, whereas in our situation it's new for every single player, including the seniors. And I have to honestly say that I couldn't be happier with the way that they're taking on this challenge, and even just what they've learned so far, really making sure that everyone is staying together and focusing as a team and really working hard. And it just, it helps and it makes my job a lot easier. So those four have been key when it comes to working on stuff in practice.
Coach, you mentioned about inheriting a team with talent on already. Obviously, Center went 11-5 a year ago, 5-3 in SCAC play. Defensively, a very strong team, allowing just 11 goals a season ago. How do you continue that trend heading into this year?
Well, by continuing that trend, I've set up a specific system that we're going to be running on the field that is both very offensive orientated, and then we're focusing a lot on defense as well. With the system that we're running, it's really going to keep us strong in the back. We have a lot of older senior players in the back, which is going to benefit us also, but we have some incredibly strong players on the front line, and I'm hoping with the system that we're running, it is going to allow us to get the ball up into the circle, but also be able to clear the ball out with no problems from the backfield.
A newcomer to the SCAC, Coach, what are your expectations of field hockey as you enter the Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference?
My expectations are incredibly high. I coach at a very high level, and I expect the team to play at a very high level. And they're very eager to learn those specific techniques. I was basically raised playing with international players as my coaches. So that kind of gave me a little bit of a insight to a higher level of play, and that's what I expect of this team. And if they can play up to my expectations, I truly believe that they will go all the way to the conference playoffs without any hesitation.
Coach, what's been the biggest surprise you've seen from your team as preseason has gotten underway this year?
I would have to say the biggest surprise for me was how quickly they were able to turn it around from the old style that they used to play. Like I said, individually they all had their strengths. As a team, they did have their strengths. But there are some technical things that needed to be adjusted, and we went over that a lot in practice, especially in our scrimmaging the first night. The first night I had them on the field, I had them scrimmaging. And literally, it feels, obviously, when you're in preseason, it feels like you've been here a lot longer than you really have been because of your three-a-day sessions. But just the difference from one night of scrimmaging to the next night, it is absolutely drastic the way that they have stepped up and the way that they've taken on the challenges that I put in front of them. So I couldn't be happier with how much they have already changed on the field with the style that I'm showing them and how I want them to play.
Coach, three freshmen enter this year's camp. Obviously, with the coaching adjustment and change, it hurts a little bit in recruiting, but they were able to bring in three into this new freshman class. Talk about this group, and do you feel like you have a couple of girls that could help this team immediately?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a hard transition being a freshman on a team because you're used to playing. I'm huge when I say that high school field hockey is incredibly different from college field hockey. College is a much more difficult game. It is physically, it's a tougher game. Mentally, it's more about a transition game and passing the ball back in the deep field. I'm very big on coaching when it comes to, sometimes I feel that you need to pass the ball to the backfield and be able to move forward. Where normally younger players, their mindset is, I need to go to the goal, I need to go to the goal. My style is more of transferring the ball around the field, and they've already begun to do that in practice. Every year when freshmen come in, no matter what school you're at, they're always nervous, and it's going to be a little bit of a transition. I, in my mind, think that it takes a freshman a full year to be able to fully adjust to the college playing style. But I'm really happy with the three that we have. They're great girls, and they're going to be good assets to our team.
Again, you're listening to the 2011 SCAC Field Hockey Media Day. Sam joined by center head field hockey coach Chanel Anthony. And coach, obviously you're no stranger to the college game, having played in your own right, and it was an all-conference player, all-region player, four-year letter winner in college. Talk about how your experience being a player in school has helped you as a coach now.
I think one of the things that helped me most was my travel and my club experience. I know that I previously mentioned that I had international coaches on my club team. I played for East Coast Field Hockey, and we had coaches from South Africa, Holland, England, Australia, Argentina, all over the world. And I think it really broadens your outlook on field hockey when you see those higher level of players. It's a more intense game, it's a more skilled game, and they really pushed us in that realm of field hockey. And they also would be our coaches for our big events, such as the National Hockey Festival when it was held in California, and the Hockey Festival in Florida, the National Indoor Tournament. That was such a great experience. And then my college experience couldn't have been any better. My head coach was Amy Cohen, who was the assistant at University of Delaware, and now she is the Westchester head coach. And she really made me even more passionate about field hockey, and her dedication to the sport and just her style of play was a very high level. And she coached us in that manner, and I really kind of took to heart everything that she had to say and really listened to her. And I would have to say a lot of my coaching style I learned from her. She was one of the greatest coaches I've ever had, and I owe a lot of what I'm doing now on the field to her. Of course, we all have our own little quirks and our own little mini styles of the game, but she was definitely one of my number one inspirations as far as continuing on with coaching. And I'm still in contact with her about what I should do and what I shouldn't do, and she's been a tremendous help.
Coach, for our listeners, what can they expect to see from a Chanel Anthony-led field hockey team?
Well, I guess they can say that they'll expect to see a different style of the game. Like I said, I'm very big on high level of skills, especially stick work, shots on cage, and as far as the game as a whole, the transitioning of the ball throughout the field. I just think already within the couple days that we've been practicing, it just looks like a completely different team already. And I just think that people are going to see a faster, stronger team than they have in years past. And I couldn't be more excited, not only to be coaching here now, but I'm excited for the team.
Coaches, you've had a chance to be around your team and go through preseason and be with them through a number of practices. What are the goals you have for this group heading into the 2011 season?
Well, we actually sat down as a group, and I had them write down what their individual goals as a player were, their team goals, and their individual strengths and weaknesses as players on the center field hockey team. And what I did is I went over all of the papers that they had written and wrote out the general consensus of the team of what the team's goals would be. And there were certain things, technical things, but our number one goal is to go into the conference playoffs and win the SCAC. And the girls are already on their on the road to get to that place, so they're going to push themselves as hard as they can to be able to get themselves in that position. And I couldn't be happier.
And finally, Coach, just finish this sentence. The 2011 center field hockey team will be a success if what happens?
If we work together on the field, we communicate, and we play to the high level that we know that we can.
Center head field hockey coach Janelle Anthony again. The Colonels open up their 2011 campaign September 3rd versus Kenyon at home. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward through your first season as the head coach of the Colonels.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.